Welcome to Talking Tile with Chris Savage, the show that's serving up the loudest takes on building businesses, top-notch products, and unforgettable brands. I'm here with Doreen Morin-Van Dam, organic social media expert and host of the podcast, Strategy Talks. How are you?
I am great.
Great to see you.
Yes, same.
So obviously, before we go deeper on social media, I have to ask you the question of the show.
Sure.
So I hope you have an answer.
I do now, yes.
Which is, what has you talking to love?
Right now, it's all the traffic in the city. We are in Boston. I drove in from Vermont yesterday.
Oh, wow, okay.
And I live pretty rural.
Uh-huh.
And so the closer I got to the city, there was more traffic. And then I was about a mile away from my friend's house.
Yeah.
And I called her and I'm like, it says 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So that is crazy to me. All the people, I'm just not used to people anymore.
It is a very funny thing to get used to,
yeah.
Where like you look at the distance of something here and it's like 2 to 3 miles away, which seems like it should take you like 10 minutes.
Right.
And it's like, that's an hour.
Yeah, that it's crazy. And it's, you know, it's something that you can get used to again. But right now that has me like spinning my head.
Yeah. So did you drive in this morning?
No, we drove in yesterday.
Oh, like, but so. You didn't have to drive around the city this morning?
No, I took a tea.
That's good.
So, yeah,
good
that's much better. Yes.
Amazing. All right. You've got years of experience helping brands expand their reach without paid ads. What's one thing every business should focus on now to boost their organic social reach?
Vertical video.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's already on all the platforms that you expect it to be on.
Yeah.
Of course, it's on TikTok. It's on YouTube as Shorts.
Yeah.
Started out with Instagram Reels, but now it's really taking off on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So if you're a brand or if you have a personal brand, I have gotten some incredible reach and impressions and views on my personal profile on LinkedIn with vertical videos.
Can we talk? Let's go deeper on the LinkedIn stuff. So I know that that's like a recent change that they have.
Yes.
There's a beta right now,
yes,
where you can get the beta tab that's vertical videos. And
yes,
it really looks and feels like TikTok and Reels and stuff. Have you seen anything yet there that seems like it's performing differently than it would than content that would perform on TikTok and
Absolutely.
YouTube?
Yeah,
yes. What are you seeing?
It's very business related. Right now, my feed, every other video that I see is a brand.
Yeah.
So I don't think a lot of brands are making vertical video yet. So it's a lot of the LinkedIn learning is in there. Forbes magazine, you know, some brands, and then every other one is a personal video of somebody. So there's a huge opportunity right now to get into that feed. And the one thing that I want to tell people is that you don't have to have the feed to be in the feed.
Yes.
When I started doing this in July, I didn't have the video feed.
Yeah.
I just was uploading the videos to my LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, none of them went into that vertical feed. But eventually they did. And even now, some do, some don't. But if they don't go in the feed, they're still visible on your profile, right? In the regular feed.
And I think that's interesting because like the vertical video on LinkedIn on desktop looks kind of funny.
Yeah.
But on mobile, it's like the perfect experience, right?
Right, yeah. And there's definitely, I think the topics that we're seeing, there's a lot of course, business stuff, tips, don't make these mistakes.
Yeah.
I was thinking about making a video today at this event at Inbound, but I'm like, I don't know, I need to do editing. I don't feel like I can just, it's not like a story where you do a little piece at a time.
Yeah.
It's more of here's one thing I learned, right? And I have found that anything under 60 seconds does better than if you go longer.
Yeah, so people are looking for like fast, interesting things that are related to business, where they can learn something related to their work.
Right. And you do want to share a little bit of yourself here and there. Like I do that by recording my videos out on the mountain or when I'm out for a run.
Yeah.
Or I do. I change where I am. I'm still going to say the same things.
Okay. That's really good advice because it's like I'm sure that stands out from the average content out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's awesome. What's some outdated thing that you see brands doing on social media that are like, you need to stop doing this now? Like, what's something that's really not working that people are still doing?
Posting twice a week at 9 a.m. to all of their platforms at the same time using a scheduler.
Okay.
There are still people who do that. They have the same content. They use a scheduler. It goes out to LinkedIn and Facebook and maybe Google My Business and maybe on Instagram. But if you have a follower who follows you on all those different platforms, you're basically showing them the same post four times at the same time, whereas it's very simple to just space them out during the day because somebody might be on Facebook at 9 a.m. and on LinkedIn at 11.
Yeah.
And then if they see it multiple times on multiple platforms, they're going to like that a lot better than just having this blast.
Oh, that's
blast.
A good tip. So you're saying literally the same content on different platforms should be posted at different times.
And then just change a little bit of the copy. You can have the same image, but if it's on Facebook, you want to have a question. This is a place where you engage.
Yeah.
On LinkedIn, you might want to add the source. Like if you're quoting an article. On Instagram, you might make it an animated image to draw people in, right? And add the hashtag. So you can use the same post, but you have to personalize it for each platform. And a lot of businesses and brands are just not doing that. They're just blasting it out same time to all the different places.
If you're trying to help a B2B marketer and they know that they need to be doing social, they're trying to figure out like which channel they should really be on, where do you think people should start? Do you think there's one place, or do you think that like it doesn't matter?
LinkedIn right now is hot for B2B. But what you should do is develop your persona, you know, your ideal target audience, and see where they are.
Okay.
And start that. If you are marketing to, say, a Gen Z, you do want to be on TikTok, but only if you have the resources and you have the budget, right? So you've got to do that right. But so you really need to have a social media strategy or marketing strategy and figure out where they are active and what they are consuming right now. So you do that by looking at your competitors, but don't do what your competitors do, right? Take what they do and do it better or different, but at least it gives you a starting point.
What do you think about expectations for how long someone needs to be on a platform before they can tell like if they're doing a good job, like if it's working?
If organic, at least 6 months. Okay. You have to give it at least 6 months. Yeah. And I measure growth by change. Anything changing in a positive way is growth.
Okay.
So there are people that have huge budgets and they have very high goals.
Yeah.
If you have a budget to put paid ads behind your organic and you are doing all sorts of stuff, then you expect that growth to be a lot bigger.
Yeah.
If you're doing organic, if you get 2 new followers a month, that's growth. If you get an engagement rate that goes up, you have growth. So I'm looking for growth. That's really where I'm looking. That's successful.
So like even if someone gets going, they have 25 followers, and the next month they have 35, like how would you suggest they look at that? Because I feel like this is really common, that people get started, they have modest progress on like an absolute basis, but like how should you think about that?
You should see that as growth, and you should see that as lets me try new things. If you are starting out as a startup, or if you're starting for a new brand, and you are trying things that everybody else is trying, you're competing against people who have a lot more money.
Yeah.
So the only way that you're going to be seen and that you're really going to grow on a small budget is to do things differently.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to have permission, of course, from your C-suite to fail, because when you try new things, you're going to fail.
Yeah.
But when you then do things from other industries, you know, don't just look at your own competitors. Go look at a different industry and implement some of the tactics that they're using in your industry and just burst it wide open. Just because everybody's doing the same thing doesn't mean you have to do it too. So experiment. That's my biggest suggestion for people to do. Go try new things and do more of what works and less of what doesn't. So you have to have your finger on the pulse of your data.
Yeah.
And when I start out, I look at the data every single day. When I have a new account, when I have a new startup, every day, and then it goes to every couple of days, and then every week, because there are small changes you can make. For example, I had a client that started with zero social media, and we saw that memes did really well.
Yeah.
So we doubled down on the memes and on Facebook, for example. But on Instagram, the reels did well.
Yeah.
So we did. So you learn, you have to learn from the data. And if you're not doing that, or if you wait a month, you're missing out on things.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you're breaking this down like this, because this is where I feel like a lot of people get it wrong, is they start and stop, or they don't stick with it, or they don't look at like, you actually should be able to learn literally day by day.
Yes.
And you should be able to improve day by day. And if you can improve every day a tiny bit, that actually adds up to like massive change.
Absolutely.
But you have to stick with it. That's why I asked the question about expectations.
Like,
if you don't stick with it, and you don't, then it does. Of course, it's not going to work.
No.
What's the number one piece of advice you have for people getting started with their own personal brand?
Stick with it. It's really funny because I just did this, right? My personal brand has been in existence for 14 years.
Yeah.
Part of that is my orange glasses. I'm from the Netherlands.
Yeah.
You know, we love orange. And I didn't take my own advice, right? For a long time, I'm always helping my clients. I have this personal brand, but I wasn't taking it serious. I went to a conference in the spring, and I realized that every video I put out, it highlights other people. Like you are interviewing me.
Yeah.
I was interviewing people on my podcast, on my live show, but then I was only showing content that featured
other people.
Other people.
Yeah, on your channel. So there's no consistency of people seeing
you. I doubled down on Doreen. In July, I started with the LinkedIn videos, and by the middle of August, I had 1 week where I had 4.7 million impressions, 2.2 million views in 1 week.
That's incredible.
And that's the difference. So you have to double down on yourself, bet on yourself, and just keep betting on yourself. That's the best advice. And you know, I don't like to put spotlight on me. As the Dutch, we don't. We have a saying in Dutch, like, just be normal. That's crazy enough.
Yeah.
So it's definitely outside.
That's a great saying.
It's a good
That's
one.
A great saying.
Just be normal. Yeah. Like, it's actually, like, everybody knows it. There's songs about it in Dutch. So standing out is not the norm.
Yeah.
Being different is not the norm. So, you know, I've sort of Americanized, and so I finally said, you know, this is it. I got to do videos of just me. I'm still doing a podcast. I'm still doing interviews, but I got to feature me and my expertise. So if you're working on your personal brand, that's the best advice I can give you. And not just pictures, not just post pictures.
Yeah.
Go do video.
Yeah, I love that. Such good advice. Resonates with me, I can tell you that. Okay, we're going to go to wild card questions.
Okay, all right. Surprise.
So what's a movie you could watch again and again?
Oh, I'm going to date myself.
That's fine.
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman.
Oh,
amazing.
I love that. That was one of the first ones when I arrived in this country. It was out, and I was just, I wanted to go to Hollywood so badly,
oh, really?
You know, after watching that movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
It is.
It's so good.
Yeah.
What's the best book you've read this year?
Called The Woman. The Women. It's about the women that were in Vietnam during the Vietnam War.
Okay.
And it's very interesting. Another woman told me about it, and then since then I've told other women about it. We're all reading it. It's the nurses that went, that volunteered to go either follow their brothers or their fiancés.
Okay.
And they volunteered to be nurses, and when they came back, the VA did not see them as having gone to war. So they had PTSD that was recognized for years.
Jesus.
So this book highlights the struggles during the war, but then what happened to these women after the war. I'm getting chills just telling you. It's an amazing book, and it really needed to be written.
That's awesome.
A really good book.
Yeah. That's very heavy, but that sounds like a great read.
Yes, it's a really good read.
What's your dream job other than your current one?
To do strategy, maybe for university.
Okay,
yeah,
interesting.
I like higher education. I'm a mom of four young adults, so I love that age group.
Yeah.
And you know, you work with professors, but you work with the, you know, the parents, and I think that would be kind of a cool thing. But actually, I love working for myself, so I'm kind of joking because I don't really want to work for anybody else.
That. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Absolutely.
Where can people connect with you? Where can they learn more?
LinkedIn is the best place.
Okay.
Doreen Moore and Van Dam, picture of orange glasses. That's where I am. And
amazing.
Connect with me. Tell me that you heard me on the show. Right?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.